Greetings, couch potatoes across the country, around the world, and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr.
And I'm Neil Miller, and you are listening to Fat Guys at the Movies. Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining us this weekend of September 21st-ish.
Nice nailing that one down. I'm sick. I'm the one who's sick this week.
Yeah, and I was going to say, you're a little under the weather today.
Yes.
But while Kevin's under the weather, we're going to talk about some movies.
So if you hear a really disgusting sniff, I apologize in advance.
Okay.
All right, that's just the way I am.
We are going to talk about Resident Evil Extinction. We're going to take a trip across the universe with some Beatles music. And we're going to see if Chuck has good luck or not. And we're going to talk about Sydney White.
You have nothing clever to say about that one.
Nope.
Nothing, just that just fell completely flat.
What can you say about Sydney White? It's Amanda Bynes and a bunch and her seven dorks.
Yes.
So
we'll get to that later.
Yes. But before all that, let's talk about how you can get in touch with us. You can visit us online, fatguysatthemovies.com. You can get us on iTunes. Just go to the iTunes store and search Fat Guys at the Movies. You can email us, which people have been doing.
Yes.
Over the last week. We're gonna read those a little bit later. At fatguys@filmschoolrejects.com. And if you'd like to leave us a voicemail, which people have also been doing.
We are slowly becoming the most popular characters on the planet.
Yes, that is the goal. You can give us a call, 614-388-8735.
So right now we're somewhere between Gallagher and Carrot Top in terms of popularity.
Yeah, we're going to overtake Carrot Top here by episode 35.
We're going to beat Carrot Top so hard.
It's going to be a fat guy smackdown on a redheaded
comedian. with a telephone. For it would be like, ooh, whatever. I don't. Was his collect 1-800-COLLECT?
Yeah, it was 1-800-COLLECT.
1-800-BEAT-CARROT-TOP bloody is what I think it should have been called.
It's kind of long, but
I would have dialed it. If they had ads where they just had people beating Carrot Top with a baseball bat, I would have just made collect calls home, you know.
Right.
You know, just like, well, I'm from my cell phone or something like that. Mm-hmm. Just because I think that would be awesome.
Okay. Cool.
Get with me, people. Send me an email. Or, you know, give me a call.
Can we talk about movies now?
Whatever.
Excellent. So we're going to start with Resident Evil, correct?
Yes. Let's start with the zombies.
Let's just play a clip.
Take a sample of her blood, then get rid of that. These clones are not working. The original Alice is the key. Find her, then we can return to the surface.
My senses have detected Alice. Her powers appear to have grown at a geometric rate.
I can have a strike team ready within the hour.
Everyone is scared.
Good thing we like a challenge.
Make sure she's dead.
I'm coming for you.
Shut her down.
Well, there you go. Zombies.
Zombies.
And this is The Road Warrior meets Dawn of the Dead in Las Vegas.
With Mila Jovovich.
Actually, that's Mila Jovovich, if you would know anything about her.
I'm not Swedish.
I don't think she's Swedish either.
Doesn't matter. That's how you get a J. It's a J in my country.
In your country.
Yeah, America.
That's right. Yeah. Do you speak American?
I do. Actually, I'm told I speak Clevelander, but I don't know what that is.
You don't know what that is. I don't know what that is.
Who knows?
Whatever.
Anyways, what'd you think of the movie, Kev?
Well, you know what? This is going to be a roundabout story. A couple years ago, there was a weekend where I was out of cash, and I was waiting for a paycheck to come in that was late, so I didn't have much money. So I went to go to the store, and I said, well, what's something cheap I can actually eat? And I thought, spam's cheap. But it's actually not, by the way. And so I went to go get some, and then I saw there was, like, generic spam from the store. You know how they have the off-brand from the store? And I thought to myself, I'm like, is this going to live up to the quality that we expect from spam? And it did. But this is sort of what reminds me of Resident Evil. I'm like, you walk in and you go, is this going to live up to the quality of the first two movies? Now, I tended to like the first two movies because I like terrible films sometimes.
Right.
But this one didn't quite live up to the quality of the first two. It's probably the best way to put it. Kind of in that kind of sucks rating for myself.
I
what did you think, Neil Miller?
I think I'm going to disagree with you in a certain sense that...
Just because you want to?
Well,
you remember, you changed a rating because you wanted to disagree with me last week.
I mean, I'm not going to reveal my secrets at this point on why I rate movies the way I do. But let me tell you something about Resident Evil. It is one of those movies that if you go into it expecting anything but
garbage,
cheesy dialogue, almost on the verge of being terrible special effects, then you're just setting yourself up for failure. I mean, it is one of those movies you get exactly what you expect out of it. You expect it to be pretty dumb like the other ones.
Yeah.
But they blow a lot of stuff up. Mila Jovovich, with a J, is hot. And, you know, I have to say that I enjoyed it for what it was.
Okay.
Because you can't... It was
And I can't fault you for that, because I've said that as well. I saw Dragon Wars. I said the same thing, and I got flamed out of nowhere.
It was bad. Yeah. So if you're not... If you don't enjoy movies like that, if you didn't enjoy the other two, I would not recommend going to see it. Yeah.
But if you like the other two too much, I think, and you're expecting it to be too much, it was...
Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to just...
It was kind of long, I thought. I mean, it did kind of drag a little bit, and it got kind of boring. And I heard you at one point, because we saw it together, and you're like, oh, well, they just pop out from the corner
here?
Yeah,
the bad guy just pop out already? I mean, there's too much suspense there. But I would say it's one of those movies where you have to go in expecting to waste an hour and a half of your time.
Okay, which we did. Probably more so. let's move on to the next one. So would you give that a kind of rocks, then?
I'm going to say kind of rocks because I enjoyed it a little bit. Like, I enjoy some stupid violence every once in a while.
Well, that's good. I'll give
after
you some
a couple of beers, I enjoy it.
I'll give you some stupid violence after this show.
Nice.
Let's move on to Across the Universe. I don't have a clip simply because I was too lazy to find one. And I didn't see the movie. So, Neil, it's all yours.
Well, this one, it got a lot of good buzz coming out of
I hear Evan
Sundance.
Rachel Wood is naked.
I'm sorry.
So
she is. Coming out of Toronto. I'm sorry. It got great reviews out of Toronto. But it is a movie.
Then again, Death of a President got great reviews coming out of Toronto, too. And even you admit that was a terrible film.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to get off that one.
You're the one who put it out there. You're like, this is my pick of the week.
We all make mistakes, okay? but Across the Universe, it is a musical. Set to Beatles music, which I thought was very, very, very creative.
Do they sing?
They do. Julie Taymor directed it.
But I mean, the characters sing the Beatles music?
The characters sing. Evan Rachel Wood sings.
Do they have to buy that stuff from Michael Jackson?
I have no idea. But I tell you what I liked about it is it was very creative. It was probably the most imaginative movie I've seen all year. In the sense that it was not your standard. It was kind of like when I first saw Moulin Rouge. If
it was
you liked
not
Moulin
Transformers,
Rouge,
is what you're saying.
It was no, it wasn't anything like Transformers. If you like Moulin Rouge, this is right up your alley. Especially if you like Beatles music, because it's very creative. There's some great cameos. Eddie Izzard's in it. Joe Cocker's in it. Bono has the most fantastic.
Oh, who
cameo.
Cares about Bono? He's such a has been.
But
he's such an idiot.
Realistically,
okay, music.
I think this is one of those kind of hidden gems that will
disappear.
That will go away, unfortunately, because it's a musical, and I don't think it's going to get enough love from the Academy.
It's not getting much buzz, really, is it?
It's not getting enough buzz, but I think it blew me away how fun you can have with a musical. And
so well, I'll go check it out.
Totally rocks.
I'll check it out to see Evan Rachel Wood naked. But we got to move on. And when we come back, more reviews.
And we're back, and you're listening to Fat Guys Movies. We are moving right along. And this is the part of the show.
That's me proving I'm sick. That's not me just calling into work pretending. I'm seriously ill here, infecting Neil.
Which makes you so much more susceptible
just with
to
airborne
me,
stuff.
Making fun of you.
Whatever.
Anyways, we're going to move along to the part of the show where you talk about all the movies that you saw that I didn't, and
because
I make fun of
you. Lazy. And somebody actually complained about that on email to you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Nanny Diaries guy. We'll talk about
that
later.
Well, I was the one who saw the Nanny Diaries.
I saw
it too.
I saw it too.
They were complaining that we do pseudo reviews sometimes.
Well, you never see movies.
I think they were just mad about the one show that we did where we did the Nostradamus reviews.
That was just an excuse.
That was like one show.
I don't think we were terribly inaccurate with that one either. Yeah. So, I mean, come on.
But moving along, we're going to start with Good Luck Chuck, starring Dane Cook and Jessica Alba, which is no reason to be sick about that.
That's sort of like sugar and salt in your iced tea. You know, it's like you put one in, you put Dane Cook, that's salt, Jessica Alba, sugar, and maybe it'll taste okay. We'll talk about that later.
Anyways, let's play a clip and we'll come back.
Fess up about this charm. It's quite a scam you got going.
No, it's not me.
If you sleep with her, she's going to marry the next guy she dates.
Hey, that's not true.
I started calling all your exes. They're married.
It's real.
I hate you.
I got to go. You look great. I had a good time. I got to go. What's sex without love?
Sex. It's still sex.
There you go. Dan Fogler was the best part of that movie, actually. Well, I mean,
really?
Jessica Alba, half naked through some parts of it, was great.
I heard you got to see the side of her
You do see
breast.
A certain part of her anatomy. Not a whole lot, but when it gets on DVD, you're going to see that still frame all over the internet. Let's just put it that way. Okay. Not a whole lot. Nothing great. But Dan Folger was funny in it. I thought he was much better in this than he was in... I mean, that's who I'm talking about. He was right. Hilarious in this movie.
You know what? And I didn't see the movie. I'll be upfront with you guys.
Yes.
But Dan Folger, this sets him up better as an actor.
He's not a leading guy.
He's a great sidekick type of character. Whereas Balls of Fury, it kind of rested on him. And
He's not like a Chris Farley who could do that kind of lead, very cuddly role.
I think he's always going to be the friend.
He's got to be kind of abrasive. He's going to be like, although I would have said that about Seth Rogen and look at Knocked Up.
No, that's true. But then again, he had Katherine Heigl.
Well, yeah. In more ways than that. Well, anyways, we'll move on. Good Luck Chuck was, if it didn't have Dane Cook in it, it would have been okay. I mean, it was an okay romantic comedy.
Like if it had Ryan Reynolds in it instead.
I could have stomached Ryan Reynolds. But I mean, if you would have just had some innocuous, like Mark Ruffalo or Chris Pine, these people have been doing a bunch of romantic comedies that nobody recognizes.
Right.
And would have made it a Jessica Alba vehicle, I think it would have been actually okay. Maybe you know even who would have gotten really kind of rocked.
1994 John Cusack.
Yeah, something like that. He would have been great in it. But Dane Cook is so painful to watch. He looks like he's melting. It's like that last scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark when their arc opens and the Nazis melt. It's like the first couple frames of that is what Dane Cook looks like. He's abrasive. He has no chemistry with Jessica Alba. It is like...
Which is good.
You want to stab needles in your eyes when you're watching their scenes where they're supposed to be cute and cuddly. It's just terrible. So Dane Cook ruined that movie. You know, I hated him in all the movies I've seen him in, except for Waiting, which he was in. Whoops, I hit my microphone again. Which was another. Yeah. It was very. Well, written
but it
for
was
him.
Like it was like.
It was just the idiot
like
in
two
the back.
Lines. And
yeah,
it was perfect.
And he was the idiot in the back of the kitchen.
Right.
But I was, you know, Mr. Brooks was the only movie that had any redeeming value with him because they murdered him in the movie. That is the only reason I liked Dane Cook in that film.
All right, fair enough. So safe to say,
It sucked because of Dane Cook.
Okay, well. If you don't like Dane Cook, there's your answer.
All right. Can we move on now?
Moving along to somebody who I do like.
Yes.
Amanda Bynes.
Yes.
And Sydney White.
You didn't see it, though. So why?
Okay,
you can't even sit there and
but
say,
I'm
I
actually,
like that movie.
I don't have to
you are
see
so
it
creepy
that,
right now. We got
that
people's...
Amanda Bynes is very, very attractive.
She's very attractive, but she's real quirky. She's that quirky.
I like quirky. I'm quirky.
Yeah, okay. You probably watched when she was a little girl on what was that? She was on shows like the Banana.
No, dude, I didn't catch her until recently.
She's like your age, though, isn't
she?
She's like 22. How old is she?
Probably about my age.
Yeah. Okay. So I mean, that's okay for you. Like, I made a comment about Drew Barrymore last week, and I was like, you know, but I was like,
no,
it was
Diane
Lane.
You're like 13,
and she was 13, but I was like 8, so I can be like, oh, she was cute because
she
was the older woman.
Still a hot older woman.
Exactly. But, no, Amanda Bynes, Sydney White. Do we play a clip yet?
Let's play a clip.
Let's play a clip.
Hi, I'm Sydney White. Daughter of Paul White and Deborah Lee, Capital Pledge, Class 1980.
I feel bad I didn't order your background check.
I hereby dismiss Sydney White from the Kappa Pledge class.
You need a place to stay.
Yeah.
Guys, this is Sydney. Well, Sydney, meet the guys.
Hello.
Hi.
There's 7 of us and 7 of you. What's that sound like to you?
14?
The 7 dorks. Snow White and the 7 dorks.
I could be one of those.
You
are
one of
those. I'm a film school reject. Yes.
Actually, what's funny about this film is I went in dreading it. I was like, oh my, I dragged myself to go see it because I'm like, I have to see it because I'm a movie reviewer and that's what the public expects from me. They come with torches and pitchforks.
That's ultimately our job is to go see movies that are bad.
Yeah, to warn you
so that you don't
them.
Have to.
Stuff like Good Luck Chuck.
There you go.
But Sydney White, it's funny, I sat there and I was with a bunch of other critics and we all kind of just, we liked the movie and we were sort of embarrassed as we're walking out going, yeah, that was kind of cute, you know? And,
right.
I mean, it's very much made for the Disney Channel crowd, that sort of like tweens, you know, 8 to
all the ones that are really, really, really disappointed with Vanessa Hudgens lately.
Yeah, or don't know about it because their parents have blocked off the internet. I'm personally happy with that picture. I'm totally, you know, she's 18.
Glad we could squeeze that in.
Anyway, move on. Anyways, there was a girl, it was funny, there was a girl a couple seats down from us who was, she was like really excited. She was like bouncing up and down. She was like maybe 10, 11.
Okay.
She's bouncing up and down at every point. She was totally sucked in. The girls in the audience loved it. But the thing is, there's stuff in there for guys and there's stuff in there for adults.
Well, there's Amanda Bynes.
There's Amanda Bynes. But what this, you know, she's joining that sorority and everything. But the funniest part, by far are the Seven Dorks. They are absolutely
isn't
hilarious.
Isn't the kid from Freaks and Geeks in it?
Yeah, it's like it was one of the guys that we know, mm-hmm. one of the reviewers, Dave Metzger.
Dave Metzger
said to me tonight, he's like, it's sort of he used a term like it's like it's the Uber geeks that are in this
movie.
Yeah,
it's like all the upper crust geeks.
Yeah, and they're hilarious. They're all funny. They nail the parts. All seven dwarfs. My favorite one was Happy, simply because I won't explain why, but they have a great explanation of why he's called Happy. Well, why he represents Happy. They call him Hanky. Well, let's just say it's a name that one of the little rascals was named.
Anyways,
put it at that. But no, it was a cute movie. I mean, it's very simplistic and it's good. I mean, you're predictable, and it's got all these really forced Snow White kind of moments in it. But it was cute. It's the best thing of the wide releases that are out there. It's probably the best one out there. If you're a bunch of college guys drinking beer, going woohoo, let's go watch Amanda Bynes, you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, you might just want to go see Good Luck Chuck.
Yeah,
get really drunk.
Just so get you really don't drunk. Know that well, I know we were going to meet for happy hour beforehand, and mm-hmm. and I said to Kristen Dreyer Kramer, and the next mm-hmm. day I said, because we ended up not meeting, and I said, there's not enough alcohol in the world for Good Luck Chuck. But Sydney White was cute. I'd say that actually is the kind of rocks.
All right, cool. I'll go with you on that. I obviously can't rate it, but there you go.
That's right. Well, we got to go, and when we come back, we'll talk more movies.
Flowers lonely, I burn out slowly like a cigarette when you kiss me.
And we are back, and we're going to set you up for the second half of the show here.
That's right.
In the second half, we are going to do our new, very, very popular weekly top 10, which I think we've got a fun one lined up this week.
Yeah, well, it was funny last week. That was very popular, the one we did last week.
The one we did last week was pretty big.
Extremely popular. Except people disagreed about the Jodie Foster.
This one has more sexiness in it. That's right. I said it. We're gonna give you the top 10.
Stand back.
It is top 10 actresses, bad movies.
Hot actresses, bad
hot
movies.
Actresses,
we
bad
went
movies.
Over. We know this is for the people out there.
Of course, I knew that.
We
I was
have
gonna screw
argued.
Up.
We have argued about the title of this stupid thing for like a half hour because Neil couldn't explain why he didn't like the title.
Yeah, it's gonna be our favorite hot actresses who always seem to show up in bad movies.
Yes,
that's the long version.
That's kind of when we were like, yeah, she's hot. Well, that movie's going to be bad, and then you decide whether or not she's going to be topless in it is whether you go see the movie.
So, and it's inspired by someone who is in a movie this week, actually.
Actually, two.
So we'll see who that is after the midway point of the show. But before we get to all that, let's talk a little bit of box office. And last week,
that's all you
was
baby.
Kind of the beginning of the end, I guess. Last weekend,
what? You mean just because it was a low weekend?
Yeah, I mean...
We're getting that, dude, that's going to be all the way through October.
Yeah, I'm saying it's the beginning of...
of the slump.
Of the big, big box office slump. The Brave one came out ahead, $13
million. Yeah.
And I think...
Would you remember, like, $13 million was, like, the most disappointing number any movie could have in its opening weekend during
right.
the summer.
Right. Well, and if you look at this week, the Brave one is not the widest release out this week. Resident Evil is not either. They are expanding 310 to Yuma by about 300 theaters. So 310 to Yuma could crack $10 million in its second week.
It hasn't had
nice
as strong of legs. I think the reason it showed up decently in the box office, everything else was so bad last week.
Right. And I think, Christian Bale, Russell Crowe, pretty decent draw, but it's not a big... I mean, this is why they release movies like this in September.
Yes.
Because they want to catch potential early Oscar, and they know it's not going to make summer box office. But Resident Evil's in 2,800 theaters. I think it's going to do well, and let me tell you why. Because all of the other ones did well.
They're good, solid movies for the September. Because they all opened in September, didn't they? I know the last one did.
Yeah, well, the last one was opened in September, and it made $51 million.
And when
the other one, it made $129 million worldwide. The other one opened in March. The first Resident Evil.
But that's the same difference. I mean, March, September, the same
kind of thing. And it made 102. So we have two movies, and they are almost universally considered to be bad movies.
Yeah.
They both made $100 million across
the Resident Evils do well. Those have been doing well. I don't know if this one's going to, but who knows?
You know what? I think in a week like this where there's nothing else out, I mean, Good Luck Chuck may do okay.
See, I don't think Good Luck... The reason I think Good Luck Chuck is going to... not be good is because it focuses too much on him and it has that wedding. First of all, it's rated R, which usually would kill a romantic comedy.
Yeah, it's dead.
Yeah, and then second of all, it really focuses on the guy, but not in a cute Ben Affleck sort of way. It's that abrasive.
You just Ben Affleck. Cute.
Well,
just,
yeah, I mean, okay. Forces of Nature, where it was a very guy was the story was about him, and it was a popular romantic comedy. But for romantic comedy, it's got to focus on the girl. It's much more from the guy's point of view, and it's rated R. And there's not, you know, and it's gotten out by now that there's no nude scene, full blown nude scene with Jessica Alba. So I don't think guys, no one's going to really want to see this.
Okay, so I'm gonna predict Resident Evil comes out on top.
I think it will. I think Cindy White will do okay, simply because it's got that. This is a great time for. It's the school's been back, so kids are going to be seeing stuff on the weekend. You know, we've got Vanessa Hudgens nude all over the internet, so people are abandoning the Disney Channel to the theaters, and that's I think what's going to be happening.
Sweet. Cool. Well, we're gonna go to a break now.
All right. Yes. And, I'm cool with that.
When we come back, we're gonna drop some top 10 list on you,
or just one. Well, here we are again with another top 10 list from the fat guys at the movies.
World famous.
World
Eat
famous.
Your heart out, Dave Letterman.
Yeah, rock on, because we dominate comedy and top 10 lists
and
on our own little internet show.
We're influential. Yes. That's all you need to know.
The most influential.
Ever.
Ever. Top 10 hot actresses, bad movies. These are actresses that are very attractive, very hot, exciting, that you would be searching the internet for. The candid shots of them on the beach where their tops are off.
Right.
These are the women that we're looking for. Yet they seem to always... I mean, they may have done decent films. I mean, there's very few people out there who've just ubiquitously done bad movies.
Mm-hmm.
Except maybe, you know, there's a couple on there.
There's a couple of them on
possibly.
There, yeah.
But they're ones that you, when you hear their name, you think, oh, that movie's got to suck. That's basically the...
But she's hot.
You'd be like, is she going to be nude in it? Maybe she will. I'll go see it. And that's the only reason you'd rent it.
Exactly.
So they're listed not in the order of hotness, but in the order of how quickly you say that. How quickly do you say they're going to be in crap?
Right.
So lower on the list, you're not going to say it as quickly, but the number one is like, boom. It's like there's that millisecond. The synapses in your brain fire... Just when I mean it's faster than that, so
I think they get it.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Number 10, Dina Meyer. If you don't know who she is,
I didn't even know who she was until we did this list.
She was in Starship Troopers. She was Dizzy in Starship Troopers. That's a big controversial.
She was the one that
one.
Was naked.
Yeah, right? She was naked.
Okay.
Yeah. She was the one, and she was the one who gets killed. Sorry, spoiler for everybody, but
for a movie that's like 10 years old.
It's 10 years old. So if you haven't seen it, out tough crap. But she's been in a lot of garbage. She was in Johnny Mnemonic. She was in Dragonheart. Some people dislike Starship Troopers, but I personally like that. She was also in Saw. She's been in it just every movie. She had every chance to do well and make it as a big actress, but her movies tended to suck or bomb.
Okay.
Number
I agree. Number nine is Jessica Biel, who's done a few good movies.
She's done some decent movies.
But like the Home of the Brave comes to mind.
Well, when Next came out on DVD not too long ago.
Or Stealth. Or
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
There's
Rules of Attraction.
There's a pretty solid possibility that she is very hot.
Oh, she's incredibly hot.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry is another. That's a very recent example.
But she was good. I like that movie.
It was a decent flick, but we knew it wasn't going to be that great.
Yeah, but I mean, you didn't. She didn't make the movie great either.
Right. So but Jessica Biel, she's done some decent stuff, but.
She's still sexy as all get out.
I'm down.
Yes. Okay. Number 8, and this is a personal favorite of mine, Jennifer Aniston.
Who I kind of disagreed with.
Well, you can say that all you want.
You have a
but
point here.
She was in Office Space. And Office Space was good, but it was good in spite of her. She was in Bruce Almighty, which was okay. I mean, it wasn't great, but it was good, and it was a big box office draw, but it had nothing to do with her.
Right.
I hated the breakup. But more importantly, this is for that string of movies back when they were trying to find movie roles for all the friends, and the only one who actually got stuff that had any sort of critical acclaim was like Lisa Kudrow. And Jennifer Aniston, you knew if it, Picture Perfect, you know, whatever, she's the one.
Good girl.
The good girl. If it had Jennifer Aniston in it, it was going to suck.
Right.
And it's just, she had this string.
And the problem with those movies is that they were supposed to be good, or they're supposed to be critically acclaimed, yeah, and they sucked anyways.
Yeah, they were terrible. And she's a terrible actress, and she's getting old, and, you know.
Okay. Whatever. I mean, I'd still
fine
hang out with her.
Yeah, you'd still be with her in a biblical sense.
Yes,
okay.
Very biblical.
Move on. Number seven.
Number seven is Alicia Cuthbert.
Yes.
Who I enjoy a lot of her movies, but that doesn't make them
like House
movies
of Wax.
No, House of Wax was terrible. All, like, any what was that,
what was she
that
just
horror
in
horror crap?
Captivity.
That she does. Yeah, Captivity. Anything, any horror movie with Alicia Cuthbert is like
the only movie that I can. Well, she was in Old School, but like a bit part.
She had a great role. In
she
old
had a great
school
role, especially.
But that
when
was
she's
a great
laying
movie
on her. Yeah. I that mean, was funny.
You could have inserted any actress.
It could have been any hot, yeah, young actress. And then she was in the Girl Next Door, which
Girl
was
Next
like,
Door was
okay,
pretty good.
But that, and that's it.
But
the
overall, when I hear about like movies like The Quiet, just
The
no
Quiet bad wasn't bad. Yeah. She was in a cheerleader outfit in The Quiet.
It's true. But remember, it's not about her being hot.
That's
it's
true
about the overall.
But no, you
see,
if it's a wide release,
and
Alicia Cuthbert,
and I'm like,
yeah, she's not. It's not going to be
no
a
big
movie
deal.
Next one, number six, inspired by a movie out this weekend, Jessica Alba. I love Jessica Alba dearly. I would, there would have to be a lot for me to not want to, as they say in the hip hop world, get with Jessica Alba. A lot would have to happen, but you know,
I think we've officially alienated any urban demographic.
I'm so ghetto, you know me. I was on the streets.
Thank
they were
God
the suburbs.
Thank God we're
but
in
I was
Wyoming
on the streets. No, this is the internet exclusive part.
Yeah.
Anyways, Jessica Alba. She's been in some good movies. I mean, she was in Sin City,
which was great.
Which was a good movie. But she's been in a lot. I mean, I originally were thinking, what kind of top 10? Could we do the top 10 Jessica Alba movies? And I couldn't think of the top 5.
Right.
Most likely.
But she's been in more than 5 movies.
She's been in a lot of movies, but they all kind of suck.
Right. So I
but they're worth seeing because she's like usually in a bikini or something.
It really, to me, it's more disappointing. Like, hey, there's this movie with Jessica Alba and then Dane Cook's in it. And I'm like, oh, really?
Well, it's like
she
that
needs
that
to get some better roles.
It's like that poster with the Yoko, the John and Yoko poster. Uh-huh. Why is he the one who's naked is what I want to know.
Right.
That's what I want to know.
I agree.
Okay, you're next.
On to number 5, which is one of my favorite celebrities to look at on the internet.
With plunging V-line necklines.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, who's making a name for herself in TV at this point. But I tell you what, the first movie that came to mind when we talked about this list was The Tuxedo.
The Tuxedo. Do you know I used to own that because we just were buying.
Holy smokes, that was bad.
It was a bad movie. You know the worst part was when she's like going, whoa, when she was like doing the martial arts thing.
Right.
And she's doing it with Jackie Chan. That's the funniest part. Yeah, it's a bad, she's bad. She's not what you'd call a powerhouse.
Yeah, her career really, after Can't Hardly Wait, was nothing to write home about.
Yeah, I mean like, so, yeah, so.
There you go.
Pretty much.
On to number 4.
Another one inspired by this weekend, Mila Jovovich from Resident Evil. There are so many movies that she's in that are terrible. I mean, we're talking The Fifth Element. We're talking Ultraviolet. We're talking the whole three Resident Evil movies. Cuffs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
I didn't like Dazed and Confused. You probably did. But she was completely pointless in that film.
I enjoyed The Fifth Element because I thought it was very cool. But overall, anytime I see her, I'm like, well,
especially if she's starring in it,
there's a possibility I may enjoy it, but it's not going to be a good movie.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like Resident Evil, like I was entertained to a certain extent, but it was bad.
Yeah. But she will do nude, so that gives her
there
a
you
plus
go
in my
I mean
book.
Anybody to do nude, that's up on there on my list.
You're next.
Number 3. Somebody who won't do nude, which is kind of disappointing. Has she done nude before?
No.
Jennifer Lopez?
No.
Not
to us.
Really, for this one, one word. Geely.
Geely. Yeah.
I mean, what
can
you possibly do to
write
that wrong?
She is, if she's starring in a movie, it's probably bad. I mean, look, like you had The Wedding Planner.
Oh,
you had
yeah
stuff
especially
like
lately.
Enough.
I mean,
and
when she was in Selena, which was before anybody knew who she was.
That's like right
that
out of
fantastic
being a fly girl. You know?
But, man.
Yeah, and she's an everything El Cantante like now, and I hear that's just terrible. It's supposed to be about the singer, and somehow it turns to a story about Jennifer Lopez and her huge booty.
And her boyfriend.
Yeah, and she's just, stop making movies with the guys you're boinking.
Right.
That's just a rule in Hollywood.
One word, Geely.
Geely. All right, let's move on to number 2. Speaking of a big number 2, Tara Reid. That describes all of her movies, number 2, except for American Pie was decent. Well, American Pie was funny, but again, it could have been anybody in that movie right. for her role. She didn't make the movie.
She was, I mean...
She was not Jason Biggs in that movie. Jason exactly. Biggs was one of the main guys that made the movie. And the other one that was good, Big Lebowski, again, they just picked, you know, a hot...
Right.
She was like
random,
20
insert
and she had
random
boobs.
Dumb blonde here.
Yes.
Tara Reid.
Tara Reid.
But she can't do it anymore. She's
but other movies, My Boss's Daughter. Mm. You know, movies like...
Anytime you're getting
Alone in the Dark
by Ashton Kutcher,
yeah,
good shape.
Alone in the Dark. I mean, she was one of the people who started Uwe Boll's Reign of Terror with Alone in the Dark. So
right.
Tara Reid, avoid movies with her. If she's in the movie, it's going to stink.
Yeah,
especially
it's like seeing Uwe Boll,
Van Wilder, especially if she stars in it. If it's,
right.
it's
if
Tara
she's on,
Reid,
if her name's on the poster, you're in bad shape.
And if it has Shakespeare anywhere near it, I'd go see it because it'd be hilarious. Okay, number one.
Number one, the Drummer. Ultimate, is Jessica Simpson.
Yes, because she's only done like two movies.
No, she's, well, no, Dukes of Hazzard, Employee of the Month.
And what else?
She's got one coming out that is Blonde Ambition, is it's called.
Oh, okay.
That I'm pretty sure after seeing the first teaser trailer for it, this movie should be dead in post-production.
Rock on.
That is how bad it is.
So even people in Hollywood are preempting this list and realizing.
Oh, yeah. Whenever I hear Jessica Simpson's going to be in a movie, especially if, just like Tara Reid, if she is any kind of billing higher than like bit part,
yeah,
you know, no.
She's so bad that even like in Good Luck Chuck, I like Jessica Alba,
right?
And I could deal with her, and I thought Dan Fogler was funny. An Employee of the Month, even she couldn't redeem the movie in
right.
her plunging
just
neckline.
No chance,
not at all.
So, yeah.
A couple honorable mentions we'll throw in there. Jennifer Garner.
Jennifer Garner.
Who's The Kingdom, she was decent in. It hasn't come out yet, but it was decent not because of her. And then she's other stuff like Catch and Release and
yeah,
Elektra.
She's not bad.
Daredevil.
But
she's great on TV.
Pretty bad movies.
She's
and then
great on TV.
One of our personal favorites is
Lindsay Lohan.
How she didn't make the top 10, I don't know. But
well,
she's
had
some
decent
movies.
Like early in her career, you know, we were talking about.
Right.
You know,
I would say if she does like five more movies in the next 2 years and we do this list again in 2 years, she's number one.
Oh, probably.
The way her career's going.
She's like the Steven Seagal of hot chicks.
Yeah. How does that work?
Well, you know, she's just going to be doing direct-to-DVD releases. All right, well, we got to take a break. On that note.
We're
going to take a break. When we come back, some other time. Welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies. I again apologize. I'm a little congested here. I might not sound fully
it's
professional.
It's generally always congested in this room when you're in here.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, because I'm so big. Thank you. I have a show called Fat Guys at the Movies. I've never been called fat before in my life. Chubby.
You're fatter than me.
I am fatter than you. I'm bigger than you. I'd beat you in a fight.
Okay, cool.
We need an arm. Can we Indian wrestle?
Nope.
Yes, because you're scared.
I don't want to embarrass you in front of our listeners.
I didn't say do it on the air.
That's the only way I would do it.
Okay, well, then we'll do it. Well, next week, maybe.
All right.
Indian wrestle. Anyways, we're going to talk entertainment news. Well, did you hear that? I sounded like Peter Brady. My voice cracked.
Wow.
What's going on in the world of entertainment?
All kinds of cool stuff going
Anything,
on in entertainment
news. Anything? Are we going to talk about O.J. Simpson or Britney Spears?
Well, why do we even need to talk about that? First, if you saw the Britney Spears thing, I'm sorry. Go watch it again because it's hilarious.
It's hilarious. What's funny is I saw the quote from her. She's like, I'm a big fat pig. I'm like, honey. That
doesn't even begin to describe it.
That's the least of your problems.
We should
that.
Get her on our show.
Trust me, in about 6 months, we probably could.
Yes.
Probably
could.
We could
be like Fat Guys in the Movies with special guest host Britney Spears.
That would be awesome. Like, hi, I'm Britney Spears. No, we should get K-Fed on our show.
K-Fed.
He's I'm going to go out and say he's probably smarter than everyone thinks he is.
Oh, he's a lot smarter because he took like half of our money.
He took, and he's going after the kids, and he's doing it smart. He's
man.
Not stupid, man.
So...
And then O.J. Simpson, the only thing I'm going to say about O.J. Simpson, he is so fleeing. He is so going to skip bond.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
going to skip bail on this thing.
So, anyways, I don't really want to talk about that. But
right,
we do
on.
Have some celebrity sleaze to talk about.
Oh, good. More celebrity sleaze.
One of my favorite celebrities, Hayden Panettiere, who is...
Is that how you pronounce her name?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
I guess. Hayden Panettiere, whatever.
Hayden.
The cheerleader on Heroes.
Did you say panties?
Don't worry about what I said. The cheerleader on Heroes, which is starting up next week, she threatened to kill, quote unquote, a journalist at the Emmys. Somebody
did
asked
she put
her.
Did she put her fingers up like that and go?
I don't think so. But apparently, she was walking on the red carpet.
I'll murder ya.
One of the journalists shouted out, "Like, where's Steven?" It's talking about Steven Coletti, the guy from Laguna Beach, who she was dating, and now they're not dating or whatever. Who cares? But she said
it's
something.
Not exactly a violent, inciting comment.
She got a little violent about it, and her publicist had to pull her away and say,
"Well, that's
because
she's invincible,
not on the red carpet."
Right? Isn't that her thing? She can't be killed. Isn't she invincible?
She's invincible as a cheerleader. Yeah. So,
she's
but
like
anyways,
super cheerleader.
I know it's not movie related, but I'm very excited about Heroes season 2.
Okay, so that was just your lead in to say you're excited.
Yeah.
She's not
well,
like,
I had to talk
arrested
about
yet.
Something fun.
Okay. So Hayden Panettiere is a psychopath.
All kinds of other cool stuff. There was a little article today about, or the other day, about the guy who played Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe? Yes. Being, I'm the one who's sick. And you're, that British kid who likes cricket.
Yeah. Being in talks to play young James Bond.
Yes.
So if you get a chance
gonna
to
be
go,
naked in it
if you get a chance
a
to go to filmschoolrejects.com, there's a great list of 10 actors who should never play James
and
Bond.
And I'm going for, I think they should have Sherman Hensley play James Bond in the next movie.
But he's dead.
The reanimated corpse of Sherman Hemsley would make a fabulous James Bond.
Yes. And speaking of Harry Potter, Jim Broadbent is going to star in the next Harry Potter.
Slughorn.
So that's pretty cool. Also, just tons of casting news coming out. I know we talked about the strike
last week,
but what you're going to see is just tons of people
signing on
for movies. Zoe Saldana, we were talking about.
She's hot.
She's the girl from that Ashton Kutcher movie.
Guess who? She's hot.
Very good looking.
She's hot.
She's gonna play. Hopefully, I don't butcher this. Uhura.
Uhura. Uhura. Oh my! You are so pathetic.
I'm not a Star Trek.
You don't even know how to say Uhura,
dude.
Shame on you.
Anyways, she's gonna play
Uhura.
Uhura. In J.J. Abrams' Star Trek.
That's awesome because
reboot.
Nichelle Nichols was. She was okay looking when she was younger. She was never a knockout. And then she got old. And then in Star Trek V, they had her do a fan dance, but she was like 60.
Mm-hmm.
And that was hideous. I was terrified. Watch, it was just, it scarred me. Even like when I was in high school and I was still scarred by it.
Right.
But she can, Zoe, what's her name?
Zoe Saldana.
She can do a fan dance.
Okay.
I give her permission.
Agree. I don't,
give her permission.
I didn't even see that episode.
You haven't seen anything. If you don't know how to say Uhura, you haven't seen anything. Shame on you.
Dude, Star Trek, no way.
I'm going to totally bust you out at Comic-Con next year.
And
I'm going to put a sign on you. And they walk around with a sign that says, I don't know how to say Uhura.
That's fine.
All right.
I have a Princess Leia costume.
Well, I don't want to see Comic-Con. You in that. With the little with the Danishes on the side of your head?
Oh,
or?
Yeah.
All right.
But the last major one that I have is about Anna Faris.
I love Anna Faris.
Another one of my favorite actors who shows up. She shows up in a bunch of bad movies.
No,
but
she's been in a lot of good stuff too.
They're all in good fun.
Like the scary movies were good, I thought, and I mean like stuff like she was in Waiting. She was in that one. It didn't do well, but the one Just Friends with Ryan Reynolds and Amy Smart. She was hilarious.
She's kind of like Amy Poehler in that sense that like she shows up and she's good in the movie.
She's hotter than Amy Poehler though. Although Amy Poehler.
She is going to play infamous porn star Linda Lovelace in a serious drama called Inferno. I don't know if you've ever heard of Linda Lovelace. Have you?
I think the name has gone through my ears before.
She, I guess, was an actor and turned into an activist.
I don't think you could say call her actor. People like say when it's like they say actors and actresses.
She was a performer.
A lot of female actors. Well, I don't want to be called an actress. I want to be called an actor.
Yeah.
I don't think you could ever call Linda Lovelace the actor.
Yeah, but Linda Lovelace's most famous film was called Deep Throat, which I don't even know what that means.
Which actually, did you know that it's one of the highest grossing movies ever? It was like 600
adult films.
No, it was like gross. Like the estimated was like 600 million.
Wow.
Because it was back in the time in the '70s when there was this whole movement called porn chic. Where adult films are sort of like, it was like considered cool to go see them
in a theater.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. And
why can't we bring that back?
I don't know, but it was like that and Behind the Green Door and stuff like that. That suddenly became big movies and people would actually go on dates and stuff like. And it wasn't just a bunch of creepy guys with a bunch of Pee Wee Hermans in watching
Paul
the show.
Rubens.
Yeah, Paul Rubens.
He's a lot nicer in person than you would imagine.
Did you accost him at Comic-Con?
Brian did.
Brian did.
I did not.
Did he do anything pee-wee-ish? Do you like, ha-ha-ha,
No, he was, but he was.
No, I mean, did Brian do that too?
No. But he was Paul Rubens was hanging out with
Brian left a wake of terrified celebrities.
We're not allowed to bring him back next year. But he did. He was hanging out with David Arquette, who was dressed up in a skeleton costume, which was interesting.
So he's dressed up as his wife, is what you're saying? That was cool. We got to go to break. Sorry, David.
And we're wrapping you up here at Fat Guys the Movies.
I need a nap.
Episode 31, down the drain, down the tubes.
Isn't it supposed to be like close the door?
We're gonna flush this one down for you. But let's talk about what we reviewed this week.
I don't hold any responsibility. I've been sick this week.
We'll start with the movie we both saw, Resident Evil. You said
kind of sucked.
I said kind of rocks. But I'm also putting a disclaimer on that if you didn't like the other ones, or if you really like the other ones, don't be surprised if you don't like this
one. So if you're that narrow group of people who thought the other ones were okay.
My simple mind was entertained for an hour and a half or whatever it was.
My beautiful mind. There you go.
Really
Across
beautiful.
The universe.
Across the universe. Definitely rocks. Probably one of the coolest, most creative films you're going to see all
I'm going to say it probably rocks.
There you go. Hey, no pseudo reviews, buddy.
No.
We didn't read our
We'll talk about that here in a second.
Real quick.
Good luck, Chuck, you said?
Sucked.
All right. And Sydney White.
Kind of rocked.
All right, cool. So before we get into what's going on next week, real quick, I want to run you through some fan mail that we got, one of which was from a girl named Sarah.
A girl actually wrote us.
Yes. In
Hi, Sarah.
She wrote us to I don't have the email in front of me.
She said, just wanted to give you a little shout out because you say that you don't have any female listeners. You at least have one in me. Love the podcast. Keep up the good work. Sarah from Chicago.
Yes.
And she's originally from Cincinnati.
Yeah. Ohio girl.
Rock on.
Very hot.
Come up to Columbus and visit us when you come back to meet your parents
or something. We'll take you to a movie or something.
That's right.
The other one. Do you have the other one?
Yes, I do. Excellent. Which we'll just paraphrase it. It's by
yeah, it's
Adam.
A long one.
Who took us to task because we both like the Nanny Dyers, and it's kind of silly to brag to your friends at work that you're going to go take your wife to the Nanny Dyers, and he didn't like it. Everyone else hated it, and he got made fun of.
Right.
So, Adam, I'm sorry.
We're
but,
very, very sorry, but I honestly did like the movie.
I thought it was okay.
I thought it would be a good date movie. I would have taken a date had I been able to get one.
And ultimately, for myself, we never agree anyway, so I don't know how you use this as a guide. but I love the fact that you're listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening, and we'll do better for you. So.
Yeah.
He also said he didn't like the pseudo reviews, the show.
Well,
I think that
the only time we don't review movies, I mean, I pretty much see as much as I can. You see as much as you can, but at least one of us usually sees a movie unless they haven't screened it for critics.
Right.
You know, I mean, it might screen. You know, we may have to go see it on the weekend, but we record the show early.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's why that happens.
Yeah, I think that's all I really had to talk about.
The only thing is next week we're going to talk the game plan, the kingdom, maybe Feast of Love, and a couple things we may talk about Postal real quick.
We're going to King of Kong.
And King of Kong.
We have an interview with Ed Cunningham, the producer.
Now we're locked in. So I
guess you're going to show up.
I got to show up at this thing. Anyways, we got to go. We'll see you at the movies.
Adios.